launch was so exciting. Many people say, "Oh, Chiaki, aren't you afraid?" No, this is the day that I had been waiting for a long time, and we are ready to go. So the sequence of the launch started, the countdown started like 10, 9, 8. I was so glad when the booster rocket was ignited, because there is no way to stop the fire after that. And then I went to the space. It takes only 8 minutes and 40 seconds, but it was wonderful.
Welcome to this special space edition of our podcast series, The Lid Is On, from UN News. I'm Deanne Penn. When I was in Dubai at the recent conference organized by the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, or UNOSA, I managed to sit down with one of the most extraordinary women in the history of space exploration, Chiaki Mukai. Now in her mid-60s, she was born in post-war Japan and trained as a medical doctor. Chiaki had been working as a surgeon for about a decade when the government began to recruit science professionals for its space program. Despite undergoing astronaut training for more than a year, Chiaki had to wait another 8 years before traveling to space in 1994, where she conducted experiments on board the space shuttle. That mission lasted 2 weeks, and she returned for another 10-day mission 4 years later. However, Chiaki told The Lid Is On that her time in space was too short. In fact, she likened it to a business trip. But she's already planning to return sometime in the future, when she expects space tourism will be a reality. Together with my colleague Runa A, I met Chiaki at the UNOSA conference on our final day in the futuristic cityscape of Dubai. She discussed her career path, the role of space in development, and why all people should reach for the stars, regardless of their age or gender.
I'm Chiaki Mukai from Japanese Space Agency, which is JAXA, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency.
And you're more than that, Chiaki. You are the...
Me?
Yeah.
Well, basically, well, I started my career as a medical doctor. I was a surgeon and then worked for 10 years to take care of patients. The later recruited to be an astronaut, and I flew two missions, a space shuttle mission, 1994 for 2 weeks and 1998 for 10 days. I work JAXA as well as university. So I'm a vice president of Tokyo University of Science. That's my main job right now, because I believe the power of education.
Chiaki, you're missing out something. Aren't you the first Japanese mm-hmm. woman in space and the only Japanese person to have gone to space 2 times?
Well, the situation is I'm the first Japanese woman to fly into space and the first Japanese to fly the second time at that time. But now we have more and more Japanese astronauts flew in space. So maybe the Japanese guy named Wakata flew 4 times in space.
Still an accomplishment. Such a pleasure to speak to you. And we're speaking to you, of course, at this high-level forum in Dubai. And mm-hmm. it's your second time. You went to the first one, and you're back again. Tell me, why is it so important for you to be at this particular meeting?
Well, situation is United Nations is the organization to unite us. And then I believe space, unless we unite together, we would not be able to do a good accomplishment, because international coordination or international approach to solve any kind of space-related issue is very important. That's why I really like to work on the United Nations activity. And this February, I completed my responsibility as the chairmanship of the SDSC, which is the subcommittee of science and technology under the COPOS, which is the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space.
Can you tell us a bit about your presentation that you gave at the high-level forum, and in particular about your research?
Mm-hmm. Well, I gave the presentation. The first presentation is about the human activities related to the SDGs. Because originally we are the ones who act in space, and then but If you think about the Earth environment, it's also a part of the space. So whatever we do in space, especially related to the human activities, will be able to return to the people living on the Earth to make the better life on the ground. So that's what I gave some speech.
Could you give us an example of how what's done in space can be applied back here on Earth?
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, we conducted a lot of microgravity environment experiments related to the life science and the space medicine. And then a lot of, for example, protein crystal growth, which developed some pharmacomimetic agents, also be able to apply to some disease on the Earth. And also some preventive medicine that we do for the astronaut, the way to do their rehabilitation or train them from the viewpoint of exercise or food, nutrition, etc., to help them to develop the strong bone or muscle, will be able to help for the senior people or people with frail situation.
Exciting. And Chiaki, since you brought up, of course, the astronauts, mm-hmm. let's talk about that period of your life. How did that come about? You said you were a doctor.
Well, actually, many people ask me, oh, Chiaki, to be an astronaut is your childhood dream? Actually, no, because when I was a child, there was no space program in Japan. So my dream was to become a medical doctor to help people suffering from disease. And fortunately enough, I have achieved that dream. And then one day, when I saw some newspaper, that was almost happened after I started working as a doctor for 10 years later, it happened. And then I found it out, oh, the Japanese government was looking for somebody who would be able to conduct a variety of science in space. And then it made me so astonished because thanks to the science and technology, now the people working on Earth, ordinary people working on Earth, can expand our activities into space. And that was wonderful. And then I thought, oh, what if I could see our home planet from space? The experience would maybe open up my eyes and also made my thought think many things deeper, something like that. Great experience. So then I thought, well, microgravity, what would it be for our life organisms? And then it made me so interested in it. So I applied it, and fortunately enough, I got selected to be the first group of Japanese astronauts.
What was the training like? Is it a process of training for years?
Well, training actually took more than a year. Because originally, the original training course was 4 years. But unfortunately, because of the Challenger accident happened, and also some problem happened on the space shuttle itself, and also I was destined as a backup for the first opportunity, then it took almost 9 years. So that was a very, very good training system. If you think about the training itself, even the astronaut corps, when you start the training, the beginner doesn't know anything about it. But if you just start get into the training system, and then the training flow, the system is very well developed. So I think if you have some dream to achieve your activity, then I think everybody can do it.
Was that what kept you so motivated over that time? Because as you said, you trained for a year, but then because of the Challenger accident, mm-hmm. that was like about 1986, I think, right?
1986,
yes. And 9 years later, you went to space.
Yes.
I mean, did you at any time think, well, okay, maybe this isn't going to work, let me go back to being a doctor?
Well, of course, to be a doctor, that is a very challenging and it's very interesting and important work. But at the same time, even Challenger accident happened, when I started training and know so many people that I have never met and try to understand the activities which I have never learned. It's a new world. So anything you enter the new world to learn new things, meet many people to exchange idea, visit different countries which you have never been to understand how they live there, what kind of food they eat, and then, wow, you eat the same kind of food. And sometimes we can learn the many things from the differences, and we can cherish the similarities if we can find out the similarities amongst us. So it made my life so expanded. And if I just go back to the original purpose to get into the space program was, I wanted to expand my viewpoint by watching our home planet from space. So even if I needed to wait for 9 years to fly into space, during that 9 years, thanks to the many people which stimulated me, give us a great idea, visited many places, and then the many countries to work together, and then the diversities like engineers, medical doctors, teachers, politicians, many people need to work together to make the space program happen. So it expanded my way of thinking. So I've already achieved what I wanted to achieve to get into the space program even before the flight.
I want to know about the flight. I mean, when you first are in the spaceship, what is that like?
But the launch was so exciting. Many people say, "Oh, Chiaki, aren't you afraid?" No, this is the day that I had been waiting for a long time, and we are ready to go. So the sequence of the launch started, the countdown started like a 10, 9, 8. I was so glad when the booster rocket was ignited, because there is no way to stop the fire after that. And then I went to the space. Takes only 8 minutes and 40 seconds, but it was wonderful.
And what is it like being in space? I mean, you were working.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a job here on Earth. We go to an office, you're in a spaceship. Mm.
Well, if you think about the daily life in space, it's almost the same as you do in your daily life on Earth, because 8 hours we have to work, 8 hours sleep, and then the 8 hours that you do some necessity things that for your life. So very well controlled and very, very busy, like a business trip. But it was so interesting to work the highly motivated astronaut as well as the very dedicated people on the ground. So it was a big team, and we are the part of the team. And team effort is the one that it made me so proud and also made me enjoyable, the program.
And the American astronaut Scott Kelly has just released his book about his one-year journey in space. That's a privilege that only a few people on Earth have had. Tell us about what it's like in space.
Well, what it's like in space is maybe environmental-wise, it's just a microgravity, no gravity at all. And then also you can see our home planet from outer space. That is also the big I think, situation. So living is interesting, but working in space is also very interesting. That's why I utilize the environment as a scientist to conduct many researches. We cannot do it on ground. Like, for example, if you put some water and oil in a bottle, the oil comes atop of the water, because it's less weight, and then it becomes two layers, right? But if you do it in space, now water, oil, and then if you put the water, then you can make three layers, because there's no weight. Weight doesn't matter. So many experiments that you cannot see in, or you cannot do on the ground can be done in space. So I really wanted to see our home planet from space, but even if I don't have enough time to do it, because my work was so busy in the laboratory, which doesn't have window at all to see the Earth, but still, if I just observe some phenomena happening in space, but so interesting, that made me realize, wow, space is so valuable.
So there was never a time when you felt like,
this to come back?
Yeah.
No, no homesick. I really, well, because compared to the Scott Kelly, even Scott says he wants to stay more. Me, it's just only 2 weeks, and it's a business trip type. So even if you prepare well enough in advance, you still think, if you go to the business trip, like for example, you came from New York to here, I should have done this. If I have one more day, I could have visited this and this, or could have met such and such people. So the 2 weeks in space, I thought, oh, I wish I could have more time so that I can continue this experiment. No time to miss my home.
Sounds kind of hectic.
Enjoyable.
And Chiaki, let's talk about some of the experiments. As you mentioned earlier in your presentation, you spoke about how some of the work and medicine and things that astronauts do can be applied here. Do you think that's something that can be applied for public health, for example, in helping to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can connect the 17 SDGs goals to many space activities related to humans and also even not human program, like a satellite program. If we can observe the Earth, then we can assess and monitor the environment so that if we can just say, oh, here, there is some kind of rainfall too much, so that maybe it may have more moist area, which mosquito loves, so that maybe we can expect next year the malaria breaks out or something like that. So that kind of prevention that we can utilize, the satellite technology with the preventive method that we have accumulated through the human space activities.
Runa, was there anything you wanted to know?
Yeah, as a Japanese woman born in the 50s, and now, I mean, the society progressed so much and how we mm-hmm. view the role of women in the society, especially in science. What's your opinion on it?
So when I was born in Japan, that was after the World War II. So the Japan was a very, very poor country. And then the 1960s, we had the Tokyo Olympic. And then the first bullet train was introduced to our country. That is a time that we have a very good economical strength gained. I think that I really appreciate the people who worked so hard to support that 50s and 60s and 70s to make our 21st century's Japanese as an advanced country.
To follow up on that question, Chiaki, you participated earlier this year on a panel about women in space that was in Vienna. And also, you know, getting more women and girls involved in the subjects that are required mm-hmm. to have careers in the space industry is a big desire for the UN's Office of Outer Space Affairs. And also SDG number five, right, about gender equality. Tell us about encouraging girls and women to enter the profession, because you are, of course, a role model, and you can share with so many people and inspire so many women and girls as well.
Well, actually, biologically, I'm a woman, but if you think about to pursue your dream or profession, then maybe you should not put yourself in the cage of some limitation. Because if I talk with many young people, sometimes they put themselves in the cage which is made by themselves. Like, oh, I can't do it, Chiaki, because I am a woman. Oh, Chiaki, I can't do it because I'm Japanese. I can't do it because I'm elder, or something like that. But please forget about the because things. You just go whatever you wish to do. If you have some dream, seek the dream. And then if you want to make the dream happen, you need to be educated. So education is the one to pursue your dream. So that's why I really believe in the power of the education. Like, for example, unless I have an opportunity to get the education to be a medical doctor, I couldn't be a medical doctor. If I didn't have the opportunity to be educated as an astronaut, I wouldn't be able to fly into space. So the equal opportunity of the education to the people is the one to make their dream happen. So don't put yourself in a cage, which you sometimes put yourself. Just go, whatever you want to do.
Thank you very much. And Chiaki, earlier you spoke about being in space and seeing the planet from space. And at the beginning of the interview, you talked about the power of the United Nations in uniting people.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can tell us how looking at the Earth from above, does that feel like a bigger connection with the people of the world? Did you feel like more protective of the planet?
Uh-huh. Well, but the situation is, when I first see the Earth, I was so proud. It's a mixed feeling. I was proud of myself being an inhabitant of such a beautiful place as my home planet. So I'm proud of my home as well as myself to share such a beautiful place with many people living on the Earth. And if you take a look at the space, currently there is no place for us to live alternatively, maybe in future, Moon or Mars. But Earth is so precious because it holds the diversity, like a diversity of species, and species include not only the human, but plants or animal, insects, many kinds. So many people says, "Oh, Chiaki, how was your life in space? And it's supposed to be so excited." Yes, I am. But I am even more excited when I came back to Earth to realize, wow, this Earth is so special. Currently, there are a small number of the people explore the space. That's why maybe the minority part is the astronauts and the cosmonauts. That's why many people wanted to ask us many questions. But the majority, the people living on the Earth, to me, is a very, very special. But because we have such a wonderful place to live in, we never found out the precious value of our home planet unless you left the home planet to see the Earth from the outer space. Then, fortunately enough, I had that experience to see it, and then, oh, Chiaki, this is so beautiful place. And also, the gravity is the one that it made this Earth so precious. Maybe gravity and also the distance from the sun, etc. So it was perfect match, not only for us, for Earth to hold such a variety of species and diversities. So since then, I'm very much interested in the importance of diversity.
Chiaki, thank you so much. It's been such an honor to speak with you. Runa, was there anything for
when is your next trip to space?
When I become 78 years old. Well, I flew with Senator John Glenn, who made the record when he was 77 years old as the eldest space flyer. But thanks to the space tourism, now we have more and more opportunity to go in. So if you wish, and you're healthy enough, and then the rocket system developed very well so that you can fly into space. And the next destination of me is to go to Moon, and then maybe my next the job will be the combination of my medical doctor and also the astronaut. So I would like to be attendant of the space tourism tour to go to Moon.
That's Japan's Chiaki Mukai speaking to me, Deanne Penn, for our UN News podcast series, The Lid Is On. We met in Dubai at a recent UN conference on space and development. And I hope she gets to make her return to the stars. Thanks for listening.